We are arguing for citizenship, and the reason is because in 2016, Zambia had a constitutional amendment, and part of the new clauses in that amendment deal with citizenship, and we have four types of citizenship mainly, which is citizenship by adoption, by birth, by descent, by registration, and then we introduced dual citizenship. But part of the citizenship requirements by registration are that anybody who has reached the age of 18 and they were either born in Zambia or have lived for a continuous period of 10 years in Zambia qualify to apply for citizenship. And Zambia has had refugees since time immemorial. So by the provision of the new clause of the Constitution, they qualify to apply for citizenship. So we are calling for citizenship of refugees to comply with the provisions of the Constitution.
How do you go about doing this? Are you going to sue the government or you want a referendum? How do you achieve that?
Mm-hmm. All options are on the table. Our expectation is that logic is going to prevail. You know, we educate refugees up to the age of grade 12. But when they want to go to tertiary education, we ask them to get study permits. The current government has free education, so the refugees are benefiting from free education. So imagine a situation, you educate somebody for free up to 12, they want to advance that education and get a college degree or college certificate, you put a barrier of a study permit. Who is losing? The country is losing. They are 87,000 of them. That's a massive labor force to the country. A lot of them do small businesses, grocery shops here and there, and they are very enterprising. If we could formalize their stay in Zambia, they could start contributing to GDP. So you have a group of people who they can contribute to the country. They are having children in this country. They have refused to go back to their home countries for whatever reason. But they have well-founded fear of persecution.
If Zambia implements your suggestion, wouldn't that invite more refugees to come to Zambia? And do you think the country has the capacity?
Refugees are a creature of the law. They are a creature of the United Nations conventions. They are different necessarily from what you can call economic refugees or economic migrants. So for people who want to come for basis of the economy, there are laws where they can come in as investors. Those who want to come as refugees, the law will apply. You don't become a refugee by accident. And if there are well-founded reasons to declare some people refugees, the law will declare them as refugees, and the law will start following its own process. Those people stay in Zambia for what is prescribed in the Constitution, then the law should be enforced because it's the supreme law of the land. And you asked what we were going to do if the government didn't do anything. All options are on the table. The Zambian Civil Liberties Union undertakes litigation in some strategic issues, and we believe this is one of them. We are prepared, if rationality doesn't prevail, to go to the Constitutional Court and say we have people who have applied for citizenship and they are being denied.